Friends!
Nathan!
It's Good Friday! And it's time for us to let go of that guilty feeling
we've been
carrying around with us.
Let go of those demons!
Praise be.
And there's only one way to do that.
Yeah.
It's to get it off your chest.
That's right!
You get it off your chest, we might send you to Motley Crue.
Well, you deserve to be. Sin for sin.
Call in and confess something, and we will put you in the running for Motley Crue tickets. Okay. Joe Hollywood on keyboards.
Yay!
Connor in Waterbury.
Hey. So I got a confession about a pretty embarrassing story that happened to me.
Okay.
So I was hooking up with this girl, and she was nothing to get excited looking at. So I was drinking pretty heavily.
Are you confessing that you're...
Right, you saw... Okay, so you saw... Yeah.
That you're not a good person? All right, go ahead. Okay. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No judgment. So we're hooking up, and I stay the night at her house, and I got to take a leak, and apparently I'm dreaming and thinking I'm in the bathroom. And apparently, I was still asleep laying in the bed.
Oh.
And, yeah.
Oh,
okay. When you pee in your sleep, you pee in real life.
So basically, you made a waterbed.
Yep. took a leak all over myself. I woke up, put my clothes on, walked out the door, left her sleeping there.
Right. And now, who's the unattractive one in this?
Exactly, right. Mm-hmm. At least she held herself.
She what? Held herself?
She held herself, yes. Held herself. She didn't go pee-pees in the bed.
Friends!
That was the last time I ever saw her.
All right. That's good. You get it off your chest.
Yep, and out of your system.
And now you're in the running for Motley Crue tickets. We have your number. Thank you, Connor.
Thank you.
It is clean.
Call in your confession. Get in the running for Motley Crue tickets. John in Naugatuck.
Hey, how you doing? Back in the early 90s in Naugatuck, a bunch of my friends, we used to go drinking and stuff and then take a little joyride. And there was a lot of mailboxes I got pretty much banged up from baseball bats.
Oh, wow.
And that was us back then. You
know? There's a name for that, isn't there?
It's called vandalism.
Criminal activity.
It's not like that no more.
It's not like that no more.
Right. No, there's a name for the mailbox. I've heard it.
Can't think of it.
Yeah, you know, like Ding Dong Ditch, like that has a name.
Right.
This like, has a name, too.
Yeah,
like beat the box or something.
I don't know. Yeah.
Well, we always just called it mailbox baseball.
Oh, okay.
It was that simple.
Nice.
Mailbox baseball.
Yeah, we went.
You ever hit the mailbox? Have the bat come back and hit you in the head?
No.
Hmm. No, it actually hit the back of the window and it smashed the back of the window.
Ah, there you go.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
That was suck.
That was the end of the game.
John, thank you for your confession. I hope you feel better and good luck with the Motley Crue tickets.
Thank you.
We could never break the mailboxes because we were using wiffle bats.
Wiffle ball bats.
Yeah, that was called the world's dumbest gang.
We got all the fun and excitement out of the vandalism, but without actually causing any damage.
Wow, look at that. See? You have plastic marks on everyone.
You know, there was no internet back then, so you had to do something.
Right.
Guy in Southington.
Yes, good morning. How's everyone doing?
Good, thank you.
Hello.
Good. I want to quit my job. That's my confession.
Oh, that's a good one.
Right. Okay.
What do you do?
Yeah. I'm a prep cook at a Southwest Mexican restaurant.
Oh, prep
in
cook.
In Southington.
It's a lot of prepping.
Yeah. And it's a really good job. I'm 63 years old. It's perfect for me. It's 25 hours a week. The people are wonderful. It's a great job. Well, why do you want to quit, guy? Well, the district manager went off on my general manager yesterday, made the poor lady cry and leave the building, and then he started to come after me. And I'm very proud of myself that at age 63, because I have no more you-know-whats to give, and prison doesn't scare me at my age, and I kept my calm. He came after me. He picked up a huge cart, and he threw it and smashed it down on the sinks, and I was like, you need to calm down then.
Yeah.
So I want to quit my job, but that's what's going on, guys.
He's now in 14 different burritos.
Yeah. No. Oh, we will wrap him up. I have the giant tortilla. We will wrap it in.
Why are the shoes sticking out of this one?
There's a ring with a finger in this one.
That's a prize.
Has anyone seen the manager?
It's Chuck Potle.
Nope. Haven't seen him.
Yep.
Awesome. All right. Well, good for you for confessing. We're doing a Confession Friday. Call in a confession. Get in the running for Motley Crue tickets. 203-882-9757.
Jesus! All right by me, Jesus! Confess your sins! We're Motley Crue tickets! Jesus! Oh, Jesus, all right by me! Jesus, all right by me! Jesus, he's all right by me, Jesus! 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 He will all please us! That Jesus! Not to be confused with Jesus! Jesus! On a good Friday, Jesus! 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 Where the hell are you, Jesus?
Jesus.
Binky in Waterbury.
Binky?
Hi, guys. Good morning.
Good morning. What's your confession?
When I was in high school, about 14 or so, and I couldn't afford anything because I didn't have a job or money, I would kind of D-block my magazines and take 3 or so from the store at a time.
Hold on. Go back. You had a call coming in.
Yeah.
And you clicked out for a second. You would D-block who?
The rock magazines that I lived on, like 3 or 4 at a time, put them under my winter coat and skedaddle with them.
Oh, you steal things.
Oh, you were stealing.
D-block?
Yeah. D-block. Take them with me.
D-block. What does that mean?
Yeah, what does D-block mean?
What does that mean?
Yeah.
I just, pinch them and run out the door with them.
No.
Because I could.
So you steal them.
What does a D-block mean, though? Right. I thought that means...
Is that where you put them?
Yeah,
I was supposed to have one
under my winter coat.
Ah, gotcha.
Under my armpit, yeah.
Why'd you say D-block?
Them in the winter coat. It was like my way of hiding them. I kind of blocked them so that nobody could see what I was doing.
What does the D stand for?
Ditch.
Ditch.
Run
ditch.
As quick as I could.
Okay.
To ditch block them.
All right. Okay.
Jesus! Jesus! Binky! I don't know what the hell she means. Jesus! D-block! Go to magazine, Jesus! The fire pits of hell you go!
You said rock magazines, like Circus and...
Yeah, with Van Halen and all the groups that I love on them.
Wait, you'd steal magazines?
Yeah, the rock magazines. As a teenager, I lived on those.
So you would D-block them. See, I'm not thinking D-block. Yeah. You're trying to like stop some guy from getting laid.
That's what I thought.
Yeah, we all did. Jesus!
All right, Binky. Thank you.
Thank you, Binky.
Thank you.
That was the Chaz and AJ Two Roads Road to Ruin call of the day.
Is she one of the ghosts on Pac-Man? Isn't it like Blinky?
No, Binky.
Binky.
Inky, Pinky, Blinky, and Clyde.
Yes.
The whole thing was stinky.
What? Do you have the Pac-Man theme song?
Jesus! 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 Jesus!
Jesus!
Jesus! D-blocking! Jesus! D-blocking the magazine! What the hell does that mean? Jesus!
Nicole in Fairfield.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you're taking all the fun out of this. Go ahead. What's your confession?
Yeah.
My confession is that I've been lying about my age.
Oh.
To who?
My kids.
Oh, really?
Your whole life.
Younger, older, what?
Your whole life?
Whole life.
There's nothing wrong with your
whole life.
She's 85 years old, Jesus! Victor, 29 years old, 24.
How did mom die at 36 of old age?
Remember, she snapped in half out of nowhere. Remember that? Just broke.
Why are her hands so shaky? She's only 42. What are you telling your kids?
Yeah.
So I've been telling them that I'm 33 their whole life.
Okay.
And then when my son turned 20 and he started telling people I was 33, it started getting really awkward.
Right. He didn't notice he was getting older and you were staying the same age.
No.
He just got it, Jesus!
Wait, so every birthday, I'm 33?
Yeah. And they'd be like, Mom's 33.
Wow. Are you kids medicated a lot?
Genius!
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 Genius! I'm gonna have my way too! I'm
24. Oh, Nicole, well, this
kids,
is...
My kids go to University of Colorado in Boulder, so that might explain why they haven't figured it out yet.
Okay. Oh,
gotcha.
That's great, though.
A lot
though.
Of weed there, yep.
Where are you?
I'm at Audi Fairfield trying to pick up my car.
Nice.
Okay. All right. Tell everyone we said hi.
Yes.
And you're in the running for Motley Crue tickets.
Look at you.
Awesome. Thank you.
Thank you, Nicole.
Driving an Audi, she does! Tied with kids, what a smart. She's only 13 years older than you are. She does.
Mom, how is it? I'm catching up to you in age.
My kids smoke weed too much, Jesus. They stole out their mind, Jesus.
Joe and Seymour, what's your confession?
Hey, what's going on?
Hi.
Hello.
Hey, so I'm a tow truck driver. I pick up junk vehicles all around Connecticut.
Okay.
So I love my job, but the one thing about it is it's a pretty tight schedule. So I don't really have time to stop and take a crap or pee or anything.
Uh-oh.
So I have a confession. I was picking up a junk vehicle one day, and I really, really, really had to shit.
Had to poop.
I had to go poopy.
Had to poop, Jesus!
Uh-huh.
In the trunk?
So, I'm in the middle of nowhere. Got about 15 minutes to the nearest gas station. I decided to hop in the back of one of the vehicles I grabbed and lay a stinker in there, and nobody ever found out.
He dropped a hot number two in the car, you guys! He made a hot yoo-hoo! They walked him on Jesus! What's the smell? Jesus!
Jesus!
Well,
Jesus!
What the hell is that?
The devil came outside your ass!
Look like Carvel over here!
Jesus hit the wheel!
Wow. Well, you must really want those tickets.
Yeah. That's a great confession.
Yep.
Thank you, Joe.
All right, man.
Oh, yeah.
Let's get off your chest, not your ass.
Yeah. Well, I love you guys.
Love you too, man. You're in the running. Thank you.
Yep.
Just get together with a guy who wet the other girl's bed. And,
right.
They can cancel each other out.
Yes, we'll call number one, number two.
Boston John.
Yeah, so the other day when I did the top 10 list for you guys, I was actually on the clock getting paid by my boss.
Jesus! He's robbing the boss, Jesus! Doing things on the clock! Jesus!
You're getting paid to do like, a top 10 list.
That's why I had to... I tell you, that's why I had to run so fast back to work, you know, because he was pulling up as I was doing it.
Oh. The list, right?
I told him I was on a real important call.
He lied, he did.
I was on an important call.
Now you're talking about us, you did.
All right, Boston John, thank you. You're in the running. Bill in Waterbury.
Yeah, I once did two sisters and their cousin all in one day, and they never found out about it.
Like a conga line, Jesus! His man is sitting
all over conga line.
Conga line, Jesus! Got
boy, if she ever found out, that'd be your last supper. Hey!
Hey-o!
Oh!
You sound like you're still tired from it.
Yeah.
No, I haven't trouble hearing anything.
Nope, we heard it all.
Yes, we did. We're actually in hall right now. I'd applaud, but I can't.
Ruth is disappointed in you. I'm
very disappointed. Highly disappointed.
That's all right. She'll get over it.
What? He's sorry, Jesus! He's bragging! Bragging, Jesus!
All right, Bill. Thank you.
All right. You have a great day.
You too. All right. There's no judging any of these confessions, by the way.
Sounds like everybody had a good day.
Yeah, he had a great day.
Yes, he did.
203-882-9757. Call in your confession. Get in the running for Motley Crue tickets. Tracy in Milford.
Good morning.
Morning.
Good morning.
My confession, I'm a little embarrassed by this. I have a crush on Boss Keith.
Jesus! She like the pale one, boss, Jesus! I hear Galvin come from halfway down the building. Boss Keith, Jesus!
What is it about him that turns you on?
I think it's the top five list. I can relate to a lot of what he complains about.
You have a connection to what he's saying.
Simpatico, yes.
Like somebody else feels the same way
Do you also have no complexion?
You like you too. I like you too.
Right. I complain about things.
You hate people. I hate people.
Wow, this is crazy.
I talk loud. You talk loud.
Wow. Do you talk loud?
Sometimes.
Okay. Just checking.
Jesus! Just out of here, Jesus! The pale one got someone! You want boss key, Jesus?
What did AJ have for breakfast this morning?
Nothing.
Derek.
Happy Good Friday, guys.
Happy Good Friday.
It's the devil, Jesus!
Viva Lost Jesus!
No, it's got to be Jesus!
Jesus! Confession! Jesus!
Hallelujah! Okay, I was at a grocery store. I'm in line. The checkout cashier is rushing all my products down the conveyor, pushing them, rushing me through. And I say, okay, she's misbagging everything in my stupid recyclable bag, just crushing my
bread. Let's get to the end. What are you confessing?
I say, hey, what time is it? She looks at her watch, she tells me what time it is. I said, no, it isn't. It's take my sweet ass time. The rest of the people online started laughing and clapping. So I rebagged everything and took my sweet ass time. And it was right in front of a damn manager.
She lost her job, you ass!
So that cashier got served.
She put a woman on top of his ass, she says! He got scrambled eggs for no reason, did you?
Still not, like, had to pack my cheeses.
All right, Derek, thank you.
Thanks, man.
That was lame.
I thought so, too. Yeah. I said everyone on gets in the running. He gets in the running.
Yes, you did. Yes, you did.
Sherry and Aunt Sonia.
Hello, how are you this morning?
Good, thank you.
Hello.
Good. Okay, so I was a teenager, and I borrowed some beautiful, expensive bracelet from my mom to go out to some event with some friends, and returned it at the end of the night. Well, a couple of days later, I decided that I was going to borrow it without her permission, and you know I lost it. And it killed me for the rest of my life because she died assuming that she probably knew, but she never confronted me on it.
She waited for you in heaven, Jesus!
Oh, wow.
We have
I wish
right
I'd even been honest and told her because I felt so bad. It was a gift from my dad.
Maybe dad took it. Dad, hop to Jesus.
Well, at least you're confessing now.
Yes.
Yeah, well, I hope she hears me and knows how sorry I am. I didn't mean to lose it.
How may I ask how she passed?
Small cell lung cancer.
Oh.
So no time during
17
that.
17 years now.
No, I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah.
My mom died of lung cancer. But no period as she was dying, did you think, maybe I should tell her about the bracelet.
The bracelet, yeah.
But when she got diagnosed, within 2 months, she couldn't walk, talk, or swallow, and that was far from my mind at the time.
Gotcha. Yeah.
And afterward, as I'm, you know, we're going through mom's things, and I think of the bracelet, I'm like, oh, it would have been mine in the end, but... That's not how I would have wanted to get it.
Right.
And it's, you know, it's been long gone for 40 years.
Well, maybe one day you'll find it again.
Unfortunately, I live in the same house and I've been through everything and it is gone.
It is gone.
It is gone.
It's gone, Jesus!
Yes,
it's
gone! I can do.
All right, Sherry, thank you. Get that off your chest.
Yep. Thank you.
All right.
She's not the bracelet, Jesus! She's all for mom! Mom, wait for the rolling pin!
That's a tough one to make any yuck.
I know, like, I'm like, just hand me a bunch of crap on that one.
All right.
Not a good one.
Art and Antonia?
Hey, a few years back, I took all the kids to Disney World, and those, you know, skip the line passes, like $75 each.
Yeah.
So I put my daughter in a wheelchair. We got to go to the front of all the lines.
And then afterwards, then you can walk. You can walk, Jesus. You can ride on the rides.
Right. Then you roll up to the right. She gets out, walks over to the right, gets in. Right.
And then she got in a wheelchair again. Then you can walk again. She was able to walk each time the line.
And to take a topic confession, I'm going to Universal next week with my daughter. We're going to do the same thing.
Oh my God.
Right. This is a confession for something that's going to happen.
Right. The pre-confession.
Pre-confession.
Yep. Pre-confession, Dad.
All right, Art. You're in the running. We know Art. We know that that's a true story.
Yes, it is. That's something Art would do. Yes.
That's something Art would do.
Yes.
John in Albany.
Hey, I just got to say that my brother, he got a job at a golf course, and he would be always the last one to be picked as a caddy. So what I would do is I would go ahead, and who he would caddy for, I would, like, advance their ball for them. So then he got the reputation for being lucky, and people used to pay him, like, extra money because they actually thought they were doing better.
Oh.
Wow.
Yeah, so you know what I mean? When they tee off, I would just advance the ball. I'd, like, throw it further or just do other stuff with it.
Oh.
So they actually thought he was lucky instead. So that was how we, I don't know, just stole money from a golfer, I guess.
Jesus! He will freeze me with the golf course, Jesus!
He's confessing that he touched another man's balls!
And then he touched him in public!
When you're poor.
And he thought he was lucky.
Wanted to help his brother, he touched another man's balls! Then he brought him over to the ball washer.
That's not the ball you wash.
That's not what's supposed to be washed in there.
Let go of your putter.
All right, John, thank you. You want to take one more or you want to go out on that one? All right, one more. Nikita.
Confess it's impossible to not laugh hearing your reaction. That is the best part of the morning so far.
Jesus!
No, but my real confession is when I was 19 and in college, I fell in love with a woman. She had a sister who went to the college who I introduced,
introduced
to her. Yep, and then 10 years later, I connected with a sister, reconnected with a sister, and had a relationship with her. And the other sister didn't find out for years.
He had a family plan, Jesus!
He was on the family
plan. Made his way through the whole family!
And then the cousin, I mean, right?
Right, grandma, too!
Well, she had a brother left.
And the dog!
That's why the dog looks so nervous when he arrived.
And then he peed in the bed and left it.
The dog there is frisking!
Well, if the mom's only 33, then the grandma's only going to be 52 or so.
All right, Nikita, thank you. You're in the running.
Thank you. Have a good weekend.
All right, you too.